Issues of race, religion, and immigration have rarely been as roiled as they are in today's world. And the arts are responding with what is beginning to look like a new and stepped-up era of social engagement. There's certainly enough out there to talk about. Director Ron Heller is directing an upcoming production for the Actors Group that looks at what it means to be Muslim in today's America. He's holding auditions this weekend, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
This play has a sort of a rip from yesterday's headlines feel about it, and yet it wasn't planned yesterday, was it?
No. Actually, the tag season was selected more than a year ago, announced long before the elections, long before anybody knew who was going to be our president.
Yeah.
But it turns out to be more timely and relevant than we even expected.
What are the issues at play in this play?
Well, essentially, it illustrates what it means to be Muslim in post-9/11 America, the way that people are regarded based on their religious background, the things that they have to deal with on a daily basis in terms of suspicion, sometimes even hostility from other people.
Sure. And you're looking for five actors at this point. The play hasn't yet been cast, and we're kind of interested in following it through its entire process. So right now, it's kind of... You've got what's in your head and a stage and a script, right?
That's right. And it'll be very interesting to see who we get at the auditions.
Yeah.
They're coming up this Saturday and Sunday, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Tag Theater. I know some people who have told me they're coming, and I don't know who else will be there.
Well, who do we need?
Well, the five actors break down into three men and two women. Of the three men, two of them are, according to the script, of Pakistani ancestry. The main character, Amir, is age about 40, born in the United States, but his parents came from Pakistan, and he should look like he came from that part of the world. His nephew, Amir, is age about 20 and also born in Pakistan. There's one part for a white male, age approximately 40, American, Jewish, and then we have two women in the show. One of them is about early 30s to mid-30s, white, American, and the other one is mid to late 30s, black, American.
And these characters need to do what in the play? I mean, they're going to get pretty argumentative with one another. Are going to get pretty caustic, some of them, about issues of race?
Yes, and there will probably be things in the show that will offend some people. I only half-jokingly describe it as an offense for everybody in the sense that there are things in this show that may offend Muslims, there are things that may offend Christians, there are things that may offend conservative Republicans.
They're the kind of things that people say to each other in the heat of the heat, right?
Sure. And that's, I think, what makes the intensity of the show.
Yeah. So be ready to take part in it. I'm just sort of addressing these imagined actors out there, but be ready to take part in something that's pretty challenging, confrontational.
Yes. And in fact, in the audition notice, in the information that we put out to people, I made the suggestion that anybody who wants to audition for this show should definitely read the whole script first and make sure that they're comfortable saying the lines that are in the play.
Well, what are the, you know, there's usually an event or a situation that puts the action of the play in motion. What is that in this case? What are we dealing with here?
Well, the action actually revolves around a dinner. The four main characters, Amir and his wife Emily and Isaac and Jory, are literally sitting down to dinner in the sort of big scene of the play. And what they're talking about is a variety of topics, but primarily about Amir's reactions to the way people treat him as a Muslim. He has been, we find out in the play, he has not really been forthcoming about his background. He kind of let some of the people in the law firm where he works believe that he was Hindu rather than Muslim. In fact, he changed his name. It was originally Abdullah, but he changed his last name to Kapoor and let people just kind of assume that he was Hindu. And this is now playing out in a way where people are learning what his real background is. and the repercussions that that has on him and on his career and even on his marriage in the play turns out to be the basis of the dramatic action.
And yet a lot of people from, you know, that part of East Asia, West Asia, excuse me, basically say whether you're Hindu or Muslim or Sikh, you're going to be called terrorist when you get out on the bus, right?
Right. And that's one of the things that Amir talks about is, you know, for example, in going through airport security, the way people look at him just because of his appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And that ties into the casting challenge that I have, because obviously for those lines to make sense when he says, you know, people look at me differently because of how I appear.
Yeah.
You know, I can't cast the typical American white guy and have those lines make any sense.
Makeup's not going to get you that far.
Right.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, you've got some really, you know, some fascinating opportunities for actors in this play, I would think.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, that's one of the reasons the playwright wrote it. Ayat Akhtar, the author of this play, specifically said that one of his goals was to create a role for a Pakistani-American or an mm-hmm. Indian-American to do the kind of acting that very often just isn't offered to those actors.
Yeah, to not just be behind the guy at the falafel stand, right?
Right.
Which is usually the roles that are out there. Now we're starting to be some recognition that, you know, that people other than the races we're used to can play parts that we're not used to seeing them in. That's pretty new in film, theater, television.
I think it's a fairly new trend, although here in Hawaii, I think there has been a little more acceptance of people playing roles that are not necessarily their own ethnic background,
yeah.
or, you know, their own actual racial background or whatever. So, you know, it may not be that I can find a person who is actually from Pakistan or actually from, you know, actually of Pakistani ancestry, but it needs to be somebody who at least looks enough like that,
yeah.
that it's plausible for the audience.
Make it and believe it is pretty much the thing that theater is about, right?
Right.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for asking me.
Ron Heller is the director of the upcoming Actors Group production, Disgraced, which is holding auditions this Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Brad Powell Theater in Honolulu.